Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense, where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back. And it's Wednesday. That's right, folks. It's back to Christ Wednesday. This Wednesday. This day. And this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you alive from WYAB. 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Wednesday, and as we're apt to do here at WYB, certainly on the Kim Wade Show, we want to remind you, we want to implore you, we want to exhort you that it's Back to Christ Wednesday. This is the day midweek services are conducted, and we encourage you to take this time to reflect, look over the landscape of your life, and look at the highs and the lows, and realize that, you know what, I've become estranged from relationship that I was telling everybody about just a short time ago when I was on fire for the Lord. And now your flag is hanging a little lower in the sky. The bloodstained banner is not waved with the fervor. So let's take this opportunity to get back to when we first believed, when we were on fire. The power is still the same. The blood still redeems. So won't you come and come down to the altar of your heart, the altar of your church, the altar in your life. Bow your heart. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I know in the case of Kim Wade, the biggest fool in Jackson. Folks, I get it wrong more than I get it right. I'm staggered by his grace towards the old strong man. And if he will do it for me, he'll do it for you. So won't you come? Won't you come?
But still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew.
The
memories are drawing me. I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed. But yet
Lord,
then dry my weeping eyes.
Take me back.
Take
me back, dear Lord. Receive you, Lord.
Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord. All right. It is, folks. It is Back to Christ Wednesday. You know, I make a lot of commentary here behind this microphone 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. But I'm learning to trust in what it is that I'm seeing and the revelation that's being made available to me. And I made the notation yesterday about our churches, particularly the black church, as it's called. There really is no black church or white church, but church where it's predominantly African-American. And this is going to be the year of accountability for all of us, individually and corporately. As I said before, the problems we struggle with individually, collectively, as a community, as a city, county, state, country. We're always told, go back to the church, the pastors and the churches, the anchor. And you know what? It is, and it was once was more so than it is today. But one of the things that we cannot get away from is that the policies that's destroying this country, destroying human beings, their lives, and even their salvation, is coming from one direction. It's coming from one party, predominantly with the aid and assistance. Thank you for turning the air on. Aid and assistance of the Republican Party. But at the end of the day, it is all those who are submitting themselves in their will to sin, just the life of evil. And this is why I say to the black church, quote unquote, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? And see, they try to twist it around. Oh, you just want me to be Republican. No, I want you to stand for what you've been telling us about all these years. If you can spout off scriptures the way you be spouting them off to us, to your members and anyone else, then you ought to be able to stand on those scriptures. You're certainly making a good living off of them. So what I'm saying is, the evil that's in the world today, the evil is able to advance the way it's been able to advance because we who are of the household of faith, have not been stout enough in our stand. And it goes to the church. And I'm extremely disappointed in the so-called black church because nobody's telling you that you can't leave, or excuse me, stay over there if that's what you want to do. I wouldn't recommend it. But the question that I raise is, where's your influence over there? I ain't talking about your influence that you get paid for delivering your church members on election day. That's going to be another issue you'll have to take up on, Shepherd. But what I'm talking about is, we got churches on every corner. And we got more of the things that we don't want in between those churches that are on every corner. Make it make sense. And you speak so concretely of the word and how it changes lives, touches lives and all that. But why not here? Why not with you? Why not with us? Why not with me? And then the people who we are told to discount, dislike, hate, envy, be jealous of, they seem to be able to construct the life and replicate it in one place after another with very little problem. And yet we can't do it, but we hate them for who they are. And then we won't sit back and think, well, what's going on in our lives? Where's the self-reflection? We're not capable of that anymore? Or is there just no money in it? So I say that in all earnest. I don't know where you think you're going. And I'm not going to tell you what you know. But I will tell you what you should know. That God will not be mocked. His word is not going to be returned void. In whatever you experienced. You know, I was thinking today about Joseph. Joseph went through everything the black races experienced. Being sold out, being sold in, being enslaved, being in the pit of the hell and jail, rising to the top of society, a position that Barack Obama, Kamala Harris has set in, who themselves claim to represent us represent us collectively as a people. And yet I don't read in the Bible where Joseph was complaining about his condition. Ad nauseum, the way we do it. Is that not an example that we could hang on to, abide, imitate? I think of Esau and Jacob. Esau had his issues because he was talented. Felt like every day he's going to hit a lick. His hustle was good. And Jacob added value to whatever came into his hand. These are all things that we can imitate. But we keep lingering and looking back at slavery. And it's only this generation that's doing it. This generation of blacks that are doing it. To the exclusion of advancement, of making life better. I can't get my head around it. I cannot abide it. I won't go along with it. And what's leading me down this commentary today, I mentioned on yesterday, and I got a comment back on one of my from a text. My comment about the minority. Why am I so hard on minority set aside folks? I'm not hard on them. They're hard on themselves. When they were trying to come up, particularly the older heads who were in the minority set aside game, they asked of us, the taxpayers, the citizens, "Hey man, could you give a brother a lift? Could you hook a brother up? Could you grade me on a curve for this first couple of times so I can get my weight up, yada, yada, yada." And we, the taxpayers, black and white, graciously, okay. And now when we go to these same set-aside folks and tell them, say, "Look, dog, conditions aren't as rosy when we first started working together, yada, 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 man, we just need you to make a decent profit. We can't have you making a killing off every interaction with us." And now you're looking at us all upside our head like, we speaking to you in Chinese or something. And so you want to know what the beef is. The beef is, what's wrong with you? It was always brother, man, brother, man, brother, man when we were hooking you up. And now all we're asking is, dude, give us a chance to get our weight back up, fill our coffers up. We're blessing you off the inside of the cup. We don't have it like that. We had no problems blessing you with the overflows, which is scripturally sound practices. But now when we tell you, bro, we need to go into our prayer closet, we need to get rejuvenated. "Oh, no, dog. You got to have my money." Well, wait a minute. Which is what I was saying on yesterday, folks. We need to have a new pecking order on how this is going to get done around here. We got the least of our society members dictating to everybody else. As I was pointing out yesterday about the flooding going on in certain neighborhoods where homeowners are just trying to keep their life savings from being destroyed by the flooding, et cetera. And I said, this is a labor issue. We got too many men sitting around drawing off the rest of us who graciously offer them a plate at our table, let them put their feet up under our table and eat with us, though they didn't put in a day's worth of labor. And now we're saying, dude, we need you to help in this flooding. And now we got to get all this feedback and filibustering. Same way with the set-aside folks. Bro, we're not going to put up with this here. That's what I represent. I represent somebody who's going to come in and tell them, this is how it's going to get done. This is how it's going to be done. We don't have to explain ourselves to anybody. We don't have to apologize. We don't have to give calls. Now, we ask you to work with us, and you're telling us that that's not even possible. Okay. Well, then we're going to have to communicate to you in a way that you can get your head around. We're not being hard, brother. We just want you to understand our society is collapsing. In so many different areas, we got all these people who don't want to add a shoulder to the wheel, The governor today came out against the Medicaid expansion proposed by the legislature, particularly the House. The Senate's version. I told you Delbert's going to have Medicaid expansion if he becomes governor. You can believe that. They've got this Speaker of the House, which was a sop to the Hospital Association, I guess whoever else wanted this crap, to expand Medicaid. This guy's going to do it. He is another Paul Ryan from what I'm seeing. He's no Philip Gunn. At least Philip had sense enough to be able to read the room and not do certain things. This guy here doesn't have that compulsion. But the governor said the same thing that I'm saying. No, we cannot be rewarding people, however good the cause may be. Oh, we're providing them with medical insurance. You know what? Nobody's stopping them from providing it to themselves. But Kim, they're poor. I know. But we all sacrifice something for the things that we want. If it ain't nothing but some fudge rounds, because that's what we like to indulge. Well, that's the sacrifice you need to make. And what the governor's saying is the same thing I'm saying. Bruh, we've sacrificed enough. We need some more shoulders against the wheel. Now, I will say to the governor, call a special session. There's a report that comes out called the Becker Hospital Report. And they were talking about in there about the tax write-offs even nonprofits get. I don't know how that's done. I guess it's through the IRS code. When they provide indigent care. Folks, what they're trying to do with Medicaid expansion doesn't have to penalize all the rest of us directly out of our pockets every month. They could do it through the tax code, and when people have medical services needs, they get treated. It's no different than that insurance plan offered by the churches where they share the medical costs. We will share the medical costs as they're incurred. We're just not going to be sending in a dollar amount every month so the medical insurers can have money to invest, which is fine. I mean, they do good money with investment. I'm not knocking that. But I'm just saying, this is not the only way we can do this. And this is what I'm saying about running the city of Jackson, poor areas and things like that. We just got to do some things differently and not apologize for it. The people been running things are running it in the ground, and it's clear they don't care. Our number, 601-879-0002. The hotline number is brought to you by our good friends, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 326-2755. If you had wind damage from the windstorms came through Monday, give them a call, 601-326-2755. All right, folks, we're back, and it is back. Christ, Wednesday. Folks, I just hate to see all this wasted talent, resources. Man, we've been blessed so. And yet we can't seem to get our head around the fact that we've been blessed. I want to remind you, folks, if you're out furniture shopping, don't forget our good friends over in Clinton, Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery on Highway 80 next to Nukes. They're open every evening to 6 p.m., 4 p.m. on Saturdays, 24 hours on the web. Financing and deals available every day in-house right there at Lewis Furniture Store. You'll never leave without the item of your choice. And I encourage you while you're over there, look at all the knickknacks. Everything is for sale. If it outfits your home and you love it, you got to have it, they're going to make you happy. That's the way they roll. And plus, mattresses. I encourage you to, if you're out looking for a new mattress, stop by our good friends there at Lewis Furniture Store. Again, financing is available. Patio furniture, Lazy Boys, whatever you need, they have it at Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery, located right next to Nukes, and online 24 hours, lewisfurniturestore.com. Let's go to Mobile Bob. People say, Kim, why do you have Mobile Bob on there? Because he is an addition to the show that I've come to appreciate. He gives us great ideas, and again, in fact, he affirms the fact that righteousness is in the heart of men, particularly black men who want to do the right thing, good men who want to do the right thing, and men who want to do the right thing. What's going on, Mobile Bob?
Oh, thank you, dude. I appreciate the kind words.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what would you do with $6.4 billion, like our beloved president was able to get from his true soldiers.
More money, Oh man, Barbara Mike is just sad as a punk. He's not a happy guy. Oh, Barbara Mike, and then all the rest of the naysayers. Look, you know how you say somebody's lucky? They just say what you will. This guy's got that oil on him. Favor just is all over the man. I think the Lord is doing it to make Barbara Mike mad.
Now we know why he wasn't the reason why he turned down that $5 million from Sam from Jack Free guy, $5 billion from him.
Yes,
pretty soon I know he pocket changed for me. So you keep your $5 billion, I keep working with America, trying to work with American people and do the right thing.
That's right. Look, he's like WYAB. He made his money the old fashioned way. He earned it. He went out there and put together a company. You know, they say, oh, he had all these bankruptcy. This one didn't go bankrupt. Yeah.
Now, record rather not it last for how long it lasts. Who knows? But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you write it to it. Look, it came in on time at the right time. I tell you what, these people got to be just, I mean, they got to be banging their head against the wall. No, bro, what you need to do is acknowledge the fact that this man, I mean, it's kind of like acknowledging somebody who's got good skills on the ball court, on the ball field or the ball court. They got what they got.
That's right. I saw when somebody won that mega million, $1.3 billion, which I guess after taxes, they'll be lucky if they get $500 billion. Still a pretty good chunk.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, really. And the main thing about our beloved president, who got his money the right way, not having his son go sell out to America, Ukraine, and call him up when he's president, saying, "Hello, Dad, how's it going?" But you're not in. But you don't. But you're not in on his business deal.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know nothing.
That's fine. There's no investigation needed there. But let Donald Trump sell his property. Have his property appraised at a fair value, and some judge in New York claim, "Oh, I don't think he's worth that. Hey, you're a ball. I don't know where $18 million.
You know,
Mar-a-Lago. The name alone makes it worth. Hey, just calling it Trump's place makes it worth $20 million just by the name.
And that's one of the reasons why the bankers. That's why people invite him to come in on deals. A lot of times, all they want to do is have him. Have his name on things. That's it. That's his contribution to the deal. Because it has value.
And apparently it has $6 billion worth of value. Because that's the only thing that makes True Social worth a quarter.
That's right.
Trump's
that's
name.
They had one a commentator, I believe it was on one of the Fox haters, and they were saying, well, it's going to be pretty much worth nothing if Joe Biden wins. Look, again. Okay, if Joe Biden wins, maybe that's the case. It may not hold the value because people won't be concerned with what he says. But it's worth that much today. That's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that matters. So what's the latest with P. Diddy? Is he the card or what? I thought I heard him being.
I don't think he's being pursued, and I don't think he's on the run. They have not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just raided his home. Generally, that's a prelude to him being, charged, like they did our beloved president Donald J. Trump. But at this point, he has not been. Now they arrested his two sons. I'm sure that they put him in handcuffs. So I don't know if they are under arrest. I hadn't heard anything on that. So I don't know. They may have just been securing them on the property. Excuse me, as they searched the property. I don't really know on that, but P. Diddy has some issues. But again, folks, I'm telling you, everybody, the bottom line is you never believed God was serious in his word. You just knew that you could repeat his word, and it sounded good to people who knew less about the word than you do. And now you're realizing, oh, man, I may really have to own up some of this stuff now. And now you're nervous. Well, every dog has his day.
Yeah, well, a lot of trash is coming out among these Hollywood types now, which is amazing that it's coming out. And I'm so used to the Justice Department covering up for people like that, and going out to J-6ers and people like Trump. So I mean, he shot me. when they actually did on law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, you know, these people.
Wait a minute. Why are you guys going out to him? What? you going to not enforce the law?
Yeah, it's a distraction probably in some instance. These people are always up to no good. This is why I tell, if you're in that camp, you are, they will sacrifice you. You're not who you think you are in there. They'll gas your head up and make you think you're untouchable. But, baby, because the game is what keeps going, not you. They'll throw you under the
exactly.
bus.
Exactly.
You know? But,
yeah, exactly. And all these useful idiots out there. You saw when they got rid of Ronda McDaniels from from NBC.
I mean, they fired her faster than they fired Don Lemon. Man.
Well, then the reason they were given because of truth and because of truthful, every time Rachel Maddow talks about anything being truthful or somebody lying, people go back to her and that vaccine speech she gave.
Right.
Oh, no, we now know that if you take the vaccine, you will not get COVID. You will not transmit COVID. You get all that crap she said about that COVID. That's the COVID vaccine. That you either lie or you misinform people.
Right.
That was either or.
Hmm.
And Russiagate. Really? But you all, the arbiters of the truth, because I have no love for Ronald McDowell. She's a rhino who just got on there just like the other one from the other black rhino who's on MSNBC bashing Trump and bashing Republicans.
Right.
So why wouldn't you let her on there bashing Trump and bashing Republicans the way he does?
They're trying to show they have standards. They have principles. They may be fluid, but, you know, they're floating around there somewhere. No, but Ronald McDaniels, I mean, I think her first interview over there, she was throwing Trump under the bus and talking about AI. And that's what I'm saying, folks. If you have principles, just stand on them. These people are not serious people. They're evil people at their core. But, you know, they'll figure it out on their own. I don't know when. But look, brother, what else you got? We're coming up against a break.
I do.
All right, man, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we are back, and it is Wednesday. Back to Christ on Wednesday. Also, it's Railroad Pizza Night. That's right, folks. Spaghetti Night at Railroad Pizza. Of course, all the other items on the menu are there. But for those of you who have fallen in love with the pizza, with the pizza too, but the spaghetti, this is the night. And call 601-879-7700, and they'll have your order ready to go, along with the Gambino bread. You know, that bread everybody loves. It comes fresh from the bakery there in New Orleans, and we encourage you to check it out. Downtown Flora, make that a destination point to come down there and enjoy some of the fine dining here in the town of Flora, Mississippi. It's a great little town, great area. You know what? And we're looking forward to Martin's coming out to the gathering on 22 and 463, and I guess be next month. I think that's going to light up this edge of Madison County as far as nightlife is concerned. Martin has they got a good lunch. This is what I like about it. They have a good wait staff. You can get in and out of there with the meal and people attentive and the whole nine yards. It's just a good selection, just like Railroad Pizza. Man, we got some good places to eat around here. Take advantage of them, folks. Support local and eat well. All right, and I can't forget my good friend Bill's Creole and Steak Depot here in Flora, Mississippi. And again, folks, that man's got an even hand when it comes to those seasonings. My goodness, what's your name else? Bill Creole Steak Depot. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. A couple of things we need to talk about in the dovetail with Bob, Mobile Bob was saying about Trump. His stock value on his shares of the new company that houses Truth Social, he's papered up. He's papered up. You know, Elon said, no, he didn't lend President Trump any money. He didn't. But they have ways of making things happen. Trump was going to have that money one way or the other. But why pay it all if you can get it reduced? And he, again, employed and deployed his legal strategy. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to lose all those cases. Here's the thing with the New York case where he had to put up the bond, $500 million. the state, the prosecution, offered no evidence to counter what Trump and the bank said the value of the properties were. They just said what they thought it was. And everyone knows you cannot use the county tax records for assessments, county tax record of assessments as the basis of the value that they'll be lending on that. So the case is going to get overturned on appeal. They were just hoping to drain the brother of his money. God had another plan. And think about it. The whole Truth Social was conceived of when he left office in 2021. And the fruition of that vision and dream provided the seed to keep him going for the commission God has given him. And all you spiritually attuned folks out there can't see God's fingerprints on this mic. Because you think you're bigger than God. You won't yield. You won't submit. And you won't acknowledge. At your own peril. Our number is 601. It's 879. It's 0002. Well, you say, at Jim.
Yes, this is Jim.
Hey, buddy. You on the air?
Oh, appreciate it. Mike, I'd like to speak about the PERS with the legislature trying to take it over again.
Tell us what's going on with that. Yeah.
Sir?
Tell us what is going on with that PERS.
All right. Legislature tried to slip something through about, well, they actually got it through the House. It went to the Senate committee. Now it's going back to the House. They are trying to take away our board that the employees has voted to put in place and appoint 9 people on the board and giving us 1 seat, well, 2 seats counting an employee person that's in PERS.
Right.
They try this every few years to take it over. They claim it's not enough to sustain itself. But instead of offering solutions, they always try to take it away.
Well, what, and I have been noticing that in their attempts to take over the board, because if they take over the board, then they can make some changes that the whole legislature won't get pinned for. So of course, you understand that's why they're doing that. But what solutions could be offered? What solutions do you see and know of or heard of that you think would work?
Well, it's well above my head the way that they use stocks and buy and sell and the company that they're using. But from what I understand, as of right now, in 20 years, it's not enough to fund itself on the money we've got right now.
Right.
But from what the higher up, smarter people than me says, that's not counting the projected money coming in for the next 20 years. I mean, I know I don't understand all that, so I'm not going to try. But I know this don't need to be a political issue, because every time there's a new governor and new lieutenant governor, it's going to be all new board members.
Yeah. Now,
they tried in the past to get their hands on that money and have even tried to say, just put it in the general fund and we will handle it for y'all.
Well, one of the things, number one, the numbers, if the numbers are insolvent, they're going to be insolvent regardless what type of board makeup you will have. I see them wanting to take over the board because they can direct the board to make the decisions on behalf of the best interests of the fund. And if you got 9 people, 12 people making the decision, and the legislators don't have to run for re-election having touched the PERS, then they're happy with that. They do that all the time in government. But now, the system was set up to basically, at some point, not be financially sound. When they came up with it in the 50s, that guy came up with it. Yeah, man, he was the jolly good fellow. They carried him around on the shoulders and all that. And it was good for the first 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But now the math don't math. Somebody's going to have to make it up. Now, you guys have been making it up as employees with lower salaries but some pretty good retirement benefits. And I don't begrudge you that. I mean, you know, that's the system. You made it work. But the reality of it is that it's not going to go on forever. The bow's going to break just like it is with our federal government and its retirement systems.
Well, they give off a lot of benefits, like they were encouraging people in the military to come in, and they give you 6 years of credit for 4 years of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. If you're an elected official in Mississippi, you're getting 6 years of credit in PERS for only 4 years of work.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 4 years for every 1 year they served as politicians, as legislators, rather. I didn't know.
I may be wrong. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's the first time I'd heard of that rank.
Mm-hmm.
Legislatures also have this SLURP, which is a retirement just for them.
Right. I think it's the SLURP that I'm speaking of, where they get a little bit of boost, a little bit of enhancement. The bottom line is, if you're standing near the trough, you're not going to go home broke. You're not going to go home without cash in your pocket. And that's pretty much what it is. The bottom line is you just got to stay on point, fight your side of the from your side of the trough, because if not, you're going to get screwed. They will screw you.
That's my point right there. Anytime there's a political takeover, we're going to come out on the short end of the stick.
Well, you know, the taking over boards is pretty much how it's done. That's pretty much what's happened with so many of these nonprofits and that were set up by the Carnegies and the Rockefellers and all that. They've gotten taken over by wild-eyed crazies in some instances, and we get what we get. But just keep fighting a good fight. Look, that's your job right now, is to stay on top of it. If you got to sit down at that legislature every day they're in session to keep an eye on them, brother, that's your job.
Well, you've got to watch them close, because they try this every few years, and this time it's, I think, a little worse is what they're going after.
Yeah. Well,
I don't trust them with a dime.
Well, keep us posted. The door's open for you to come in and keep us abreast of whatever's going on, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, man, let's take a quick break. Right. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. The final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. Hey, just got a breaking news report, text alert. Somebody just spotted Barber Mike at Barnes & Noble picking up The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. Way to go, Barber Mike. You finally come to yourself, son. Learn how it's did, son. Don't be mad. Don't be a hater-rater. All right? The boy is coming to himself because, again, he said, man, if Trump can do this, you can have Mike Social. Barber Mike Social. It won't be anything, won't be any truth in there, but it'll be all yours, buddy. And you're going to go broke. I love it. You know what? Snowball, I guess, represents the left-wing loons. We hadn't heard from Here's the Thing, John. He was crowing all last week. He had all that to say. What's up, John? You still there? Vince? The usual? Larry? Thomas? Something's going on with Thomas. He calls me from a non-identified number, and he's talking that trash. You know, him and Snowball, they got, you know, I think somebody's looking over their shoulders. Or I think they're looking over their shoulders. Somebody's after them. And rightly so, they're up to something. I don't know what it is, but I doubt very seriously if it's righteous. Kind of like Donut Head. But anyway, I applaud Barber Mike for coming to himself and realizing that Donald Trump is the real deal Holyfield, and that America's going to be better off under his leadership. We're blessed. Oh, by the way, did you see where Michael Guest has picked up another bonus check from the deep state? Yep, the J6 FBI DOJ has picked up a Tyler County man for his visit to Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. So every time somebody goes down, I think not Barbara Mike, or all these mics are the same, but Grimy Mike gets a bonus check for Americans being railroaded by this government. And, of course, as a former prosecutor, he knows how it goes. And does he give a damn? Nope. Nope, nope, nope. What he cares about is cash. But you got to hand it to him. He's fooled a lot of people. He's got reelected. Look, the Democrats respect him so much, they wouldn't even run anybody against him. Now, you got to be a good uniparty guy if you got it like that. But, yes, a Tyler County Kosciuszko man was picked up by the FBI, and he's facing years in jail. Thanks, Grimy Mike. Congressman Mike Guest, Constituent Services for DOJ.
Had to ask you, was your life better off under Trump or Biden?
I love Trump for sure. Bring
you love him?
Back. Yeah, bring that money back. Drop that stimmy. Drop that stimmy.
Folks, we're back, and it is Wednesday. You know, a couple things. Man, I say this, and I'm really concerned. City of Jackson has lost his last engineer. The last white engineer, the last engineer. Folks, we've lost the last Bob. There's no more white boy Bob in the city of Jackson. You know what that means? It's over. We're screwed. I'm serious. You know, when the governor brought in his troops to save the city of Jackson, and I was telling y'all then that the repairing the water system of Jackson was a job for white boy Bob, the original white boy Bob. And now in the city of Jackson, look, the white guy, whether you want to accept it or not, city of Jackson, mayor, chalk lines, Robert Lee, white boy Bob, the original white boy Bob, the last white boy Bob, has left the building. White boy Bob was like the top tooth in a timing belt. This system ain't gonna ever run right. It's gonna be coughing, spitting, throwing rods. We're stuck like Chuck. Oh, y'all wanted a black city, baby. We talking pitch black. Silhouette, soot, darkness. Oh, it's curtains for the city of Jackson. White boy Bob could just go and wave his hand over some stuff that was broke. It'd start working again. Now we ain't even got that. What we's gonna do? Who we gonna call? Governor, send somebody. My first day on the job, I'm putting out a bolo. I'm putting white boy Bob on a milk carton, circulating it around the world. If you find this man, send him back here to Jackson. Because we's in a world of trouble. Baby, they don't let the last white guy go. They don't let him get away. Lord have mercy upon us. Folks, this evening when you go to the church, hit the knees. Y'all don't know how bad this is. You see the traffic lights? I mean, things that you think can't break, won't break. You ain't even think about breaking, gonna be broke. Broke. And they're going to be giving out contracts. See, y'all don't like the way I say things. I understand it. Tack is not my long suit. I'm not sweet. My lips, I don't have sweet lips, as they say. But what I'm saying will work. Lord, we done let the last white guy get away. What we done did. Something going to have to be did about this here situation. Lord, we need help. We're going to have to fake it. Can we get a light-skinned guy in there? Okay, I'll volunteer. Me and Malcolm will do it. Folks, how you do that? Folks, ain't no telling what gonna break now. We don't know how much bubble gum this man and duct tape this boy been, he been holding this city together. One white guy, that's like Tarzan leaving the jungle. You got Negroes running amok up in Jackson. Lord have mercy. Woo! Man, I know how the 12 disciples felt now when Jesus went to the cross. Long faces. Man, now the mayor came, and this man was, for an engineer, he wasn't making that much. The mayor's concubine, no, we don't know if he had a concubine. I take that back. Anyway, scratch that. But anyway, the white shirt standing around him making more money than that. Lord, what we's going to do? Let's get Mark in here. Mark, what's up, man? Hey, man.
What's up, boss, man?
How you doing, sir?
You know, you talk about white dudes leaving and all that. I work for a building material company, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We had to spend 2 hours watching videos and answering questions on sensitivity training, on racial training, on all kind of stuff that you can't. Do you know that you can't call people in and say you can't? You got to call them and they now. you can't say certain things at work or they can fire you. I mean, and it's 2 hours we had to spend taking this kind of stuff. That's the situation we're in.
Wow.
He's probably scared deaf to work there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you got to watch everything he says. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's gotten, but yeah, you can't call nobody him or her no more. Or them. You got to call them they and them. So, you know, instead of saying, hey, you know, fella, come here. You got to say, hey, them, come here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's totally ridiculous.
Well, you
know, because he's scared that he may say something wrong, like hello.
Yeah, it would definitely be a situation where you're walking around on eggshells. You know, he's the only white guy in the damn city, and they screaming, "You discriminating against me? What?
You know, what you gonna do, Kim? Just keep loaded up and wait, because that's all we're doing.
The scary part, Mark, is that when you say to yourself, well, it can't get any worse. Boy, these folks down there plotting and planning, stroking their chin, sitting on that little block of wood like the thinker, thinking about how can I screw this up even more? Now that we got white people, we got racism dealt with now. Now we can really do, we were Canes. We built pyramids, but can't fill a pothole. What's up with that?
Be a white man in Jackson now, because you know the police, and they're not gonna mess with anybody, you know, that's gonna cause any problems. So, you know,
man.
All right,
Mark, we appreciate it. I
appreciate you. Great job, man. Keep them informed because they ain't listening.
All right. If anybody knows Rob Lee, ask him if he'd like to come on the air. I'd like to talk with him. Just have him come in here and just give us his overview.
Man,
appreciate it. Just drop it.
Have
him come in, and we'll talk with him and see what's really going on. Folks, listen. This is, from my vantage point on the totem pole, you got about three groups of people, maybe four, who they just refuse to change their worldview, their viewpoint, their approach to things. And look, everybody's welcome and entitled to their beliefs. But it's clearly not working. And what has emerged to me, this is nothing but a kabuki dance. You got everybody, it's almost like everybody put on masks like Mardi Gras. So I'm just dancing around. And knowing none of this stuff is going to mean nothing at the end of the day. But I can imagine white boy Bob being the only white guy down. And Donut Head said, well, he was there. We still got all these potholes in the light. He's one white guy. His job is to tell you what to do. Hey, you, Smokey, I need you to fill this powder. Oh, what, you think I'm a slave? Did you know what happened in 1492? My great, 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 great. Smokey, okay, enough of that. It's noontime now. You gonna fill a pothole today or not? Nah, cracker, cracker. I'm going to EEOC. I'm going to HR. You call me Smokey. Well, that's what's on your name tag. But it's the way you said it. You said it in a white boy voice. I'm a white boy. You're still racist. Folks, these people are nuts. Who been telling you the last couple years you're wasting your time? And all I'm saying is, no, we're going to get some folks in there who know what they're doing. I told you I was at the Hinds County Board of Supervisors, and I was really impressed with the, I guess their county administrator, or I think that's who he was, Dion something or another. And the brother was on top of his game. I mean, he knew, you know, spouting out the stats, the numbers, where the money was, where the money could come from, what could or couldn't be done. That's all we asking. He didn't come in there and say, you know, I'm a black man, don't you? He came in there prepared to do a job. And we're getting too many folks who, look, I tell you what. Let me tell you how this is going to play out this year. You ain't even got to wait till 2025. You saw what happened with that bridge up there in Baltimore. Then they got a black mayor. Did you hear that guy? Bruh, come on, man. Okay. All right. And then turned out the lady over the port, it's a DEI lady. You know, because she's got public speaking skills. I was looking at her resume. I was like, oh, okay. Look, I'm all for everybody getting a chance. Don't get me wrong. But, bruh, with all due respect, we don't have the capacity financially as a city nor the time left to be trying out all these experiments and letting everybody try their day in the sun, have their day in the sun type crap. No, we got to stabilize the system. We got to stabilize this. And we can't be worried about your feelings. The people who've been benefiting from this foolishness over the last, you're going to have to stand down. You can't keep asking the citizens and the taxpayer to subsidize your vision to be a black millionaire, a female millionaire, a gay millionaire off the public's dime. I'm sorry. Now, when I say that, people act like, well, you ain't gonna let black people won't get contracts under you. No, that's not what it is. All you gotta do is bid. What you're not gonna get is extra points for being black. How are you gonna take an all black city and say that the all black city is discriminating against you because of what happened in the past? Well, even if it happened in the past, and you can make a good case for it, why I got to pay you anything? Why me? So what you need to chalk that up is, you need to chalk that up as a loss. Now you need to come on in here with your skills, make your bid, put your best foot forward, win, lose, or draw. If you need bonding and all these black folks talk all that old, I heart black people stuff, they can help you with your bond. But we're not going to keep doing it like this, dog. And then folks was texting me, okay, when I say that you can make a profit but not make a killing off the taxpayers, and you upset about that? So you saying that you upset with the fact that I'm telling you, you ain't going to rip us off. If the services cost a dollar, we're going to pay you a dollar for the services that you provide. And you saying that that's being against black contractors? Well, I'm against black contractors. Because you ain't giving black taxpayers no special break. No, Hoss, I'm just telling you, we're going to have to do things differently. Y'all the one broke the system. We have nothing to apologize for. We're going to try to bring back in those folks who want to invest in Jackson and let them invest. If it happened to be more whites than blacks, then so be it. Happened to be more blacks than white, so be it. Is the money green? That's all we need to know. So, there's not one candidate. Marcus is not going to do it. Chokwe's not going to do it. And whoever else, Chris Bell, John Bell, Water Bell, don't make a difference. Ain't nobody going to do it but me. What I'm saying, that is, we're going to pay a dollar for services if the services cost a dollar. Not going to pay a dollar and a quarter. Not going to pay a dollar and a half. Because we can take that money and, like with the garbage contract, when I told you that they're going to keep an extra $3 or $4 million, that's over and above the profit that's already built into the contract. Now, these Black for a Living folks ain't got no problems taking this money when we... And the thing about it, if you fix the city and grow the city, there's more money for them to steal. They ain't even willing to do that. They're going to strip this thing of everything that's worth. And then they're going to move on. And then everybody else is stuck with a shell of a city. And I'm telling you that I will stop that. And then you worried about whether or not I'm Black enough? Bruh, I don't do color other than green. Let's take a break. All right. Oh, by the way, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange would like to invite you out. Get that oil change before you hit the road for Easter. That's right. Located 953 Highway 80. And, of course, throughout Central Mississippi, Lakeland Drive, the reservoir at Old Fannin Road and Lake Harbor, or Spillway, rather, and Robinson Road. They're everywhere. Crystal Springs, Rapid Tire. As they say, if you don't see the rock, keep on rolling. But also, if you need tires, folks, you can go online right now and go to rapidtireexchange.com and click on tires. Order the tires you want. Folks, you can have them on before you leave here this weekend. So check it out. That's going to be rapidtireexchange.com. And again, brakes, struts, anything dealing with the steering, anything dealing with the undercarriage of your car, they take good care of it. And if you're looking for a place where they give you the straight skinny, give you the basics and troubleshooting, pull the code, and they can recommend shops that they work with, they trust, and have the same level of integrity that our good friends over at Rapid Tire and Rapid Oil have been doing for 3 decades plus. So roll with the rock, roll with Rapid Tire Exchange and Rapid Oil. Again, right across from Walmart in Clinton, in this case for the tires. And you can go online 24 hours a day and schedule your appointment. Ken and Dave and the crew will take good care of you. All right, folks, it is an open forum. And one of the listeners pointed out about the PERS question. This is from Ricardo. Thanks, Rick. PERS is not sustainable. This is the comment I'm getting. No public sector retirement is, especially state ones, because states don't have the ability to print money. That's why I was asking him, so what is the solution? Donor here said, you didn't have a solution. Bro, shut up. Donor head is a little slow. He's a good kid, but he is kind of like Snowball. Thinks he's an intellect, but nobody's told him the truth. So don't tell him. Feds print their money to pay for the employment pay and employment retirement. If you go to work for state or the Fed at 23, work for 25, retire at 48, with full retirement and health, live to be 85, 37 years on the system. Go to work, open up a 401k, can't access your money until 65 without a penalty, 20 years on your own money versus 37 on government. You must run out of 401k. You will run out of 401k money. Oh, well, you should have planned better. Government plan goes out, raise taxes. So the bottom line is there's going to be the services for people coming into the system is going to be a little bit less going forward. It's just the way it's going to be. The whole system, folks, I'll be honest with you. I say by the end of this year, America as we know it, as we've become comfortable with down through the years, is gone. This system is going to be utterly broke. I'm not just talking about financially. And this is why I keep saying everybody's going to get the mirror put in front of their face. And I try to use the illustration about the bridge yesterday to those of you who are big fans of this government, who believes everything the government tells you, still wearing the mask, believe that Biden has the best interests of the country, at hand. Well, you can... Again, you're going to find out for yourself. You won't have to say Radio Strongman is a liar. You'll be able to see. Because at the end of the day, think about it. When that bridge went out up there in Baltimore, and then it more than likely it was sabotage, act of terrorism, as you watch the film from a different angle, this guy, whoever's driving his boat, turns the boat directly into the piling. Or whoever's steering it, it could be done remotely. All you government employees, those of you who think you're really important, got a high level of clearance, and, you know, you've been told you're important. Your friends in D.C. and Maryland, were they pulled off into the skiff and paneled rooms and told, okay, while everybody else is screwed with the bridge being out, here's your get around, here's your go around. No. You stuck like everybody else. You're inconvenienced just like everybody else. The things that you were waiting on from the ships that were being supplied, moving in and out of the harbor, you're going to be inconvenienced. It's going to play out like that throughout the system as the system is sabotaged while you go after the J6 protester up in Kosciuszko. See, this is why Michael Guest is so short-sighted. This is why Greg Harper is so short-sighted. This is why Benny Thompson is so short-sighted. They think they're really important people. You are important in this present system. But many of you have taken money and sold the country out for the purpose of ruining the system that protects you. So when all things are equal, when the power's off, when it's hard to get around, when lights are on a couple days, couple hours out of the day, or a couple days out of the week, when food is scarce, tempers are short, those of you who don't own firearms, Hoss, it's going to be, you probably have a shelf life of a couple of days. They can't solve many of the murders now. And when the police is only concerned with how his wife and kids are doing, you think when you call 911, somebody's coming for you? I know many said, Kim, you said that. I don't believe that. Yeah, that. Okay. Again, how many signs do you need? My suggestion is, may the Lord be on your side, or you be on the Lord's side. But for those of you who are standing with this government, I see stories where the FBI has captured, uncovered some Chinese spies. Chinese own the president. And the FBI helped put the president in there. And they knew that. Folks, it's all kabuki dancing. This is why the whole thing about running for mayor, you hear me talk about it. I don't believe the country is going to be a viable country that can be governed by a mayor or anybody else at that point. All the food plants, all the energy plants, all the major manufacturing plants that have been destroyed since Biden's been in office, folks, they're working towards something. You refuse to believe it because you don't think you have to be engaged or informed. You don't believe that you have to sharpen your spiritual antenna because you believe in men. I'm just telling you, brother, you're going to have some difficult days ahead. That's why, you know what, as I sit back and look at it, I guess I have been blessed. We have been blessed. About another 2 years, the Lord says the same, I have gotten my 70. And many of you young folks who think this is a game, maybe you have no idea how hard it's going to be. You have no idea. Kim, you ain't got no crystal ball. Okay. But human nature doesn't change. This is a death cult that's running our nation. These people have you drinking poison. You read in the paper about that school teacher who was pregnant, fell out dead in her school. They found her dead in the teacher's lounge. It's all going back to that vaccine they were forced to take. But you want to point, you're just a conspiracy. Okay. Again, there's not enough signs for you. But it doesn't make a difference. You're still going to owe what you're going to owe. The black community, you ran off everything that was economically viable. No movie theaters, running off the drug stores, running off the food stores. Not so much here in the South now, but up north. Those are our people. Like I said, hey, I'm just like Jameson. We're just the watchman on the wall to tell you. We're making big mistakes. Our number is 601-879-0002. Brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. When we come back, we got Steve on the line. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, don't forget Two Gun Tactical this weekend. Saturday they'll be open. And we encourage you to go get you some time on the range. Two Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane, twoguntactical.com on the web. Schedule your classes. Get the schedule out there. And matter of fact, give it out as a gift card. Mother's Day is coming around. Give that bride, that girlfriend, that daughter of yours the gift of gun training. And, again, get them familiar. Folks, I'm just telling you, with the things that are coming down the pike, it's not going to be good. Biden has let in all of our enemies, people who hate America for various reasons, and they're coming to get us. They're here. TwoGunTactical.com. Be ye ready. Guns, ammo, everything you need for your shooting pleasure. All right, let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
What's up, my friend? How you doing?
So I told you all this story on your show several years ago, but it's been so long I figured I'd do it again. And in Germany, prior to World War II, when Germany was still abiding by the Treaty of Versailles, there was a guy, and he worked in a baby buggy factory. Well, his wife got pregnant, so every day he'd take another component of that baby buggy home until he had one of each piece. And when he assembled it, it was a machine gun. Mm. Well, that's what these people have been doing with the laws they're creating, tearing up the food processing plants, the energy sector, and everything else, including the Baltimore Bridge.
Right.
And that machine gun is pointed right at the American people.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's going to become clear. It'll be clear by the end of this year that the upper levels of our government, the senior executives on up, these people have sold us out. They have just flat out, I mean, they've committed firing squad type offenses to this country, and it's going to be made manifest.
Thing, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I just said it's going to be made manifest in due course.
So the other thing that I got is how many solar eclipses have you seen in your lifetime, Kim?
I've heard them speak.
I know. You probably don't know that number exactly, but you've
Well, I've heard them talk about it. You know, they tell you not to look up at the sun. But this is a solar flare. They call it an eclipse, but it's spewing out a lot of energy. But go ahead with your point.
So why are they hyping it up this time? Why are they calling national emergencies, shutting schools down, warning people that they should stock up on food and water ahead of this event? Mm-hmm. And why are they deploying National Guard troops?
Well, I didn't know all that. They doing that?
This is not natural. I think they're rolling out a plan to test a martial law scenario, but only time will tell that. Okay. Anyhow, Kim, that's what I got for you today. You have a great day, and I appreciate you and your show, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. I've been sent materials regarding this solar eclipse, and what is it, April 5th there? Folks, these people are just evil. The fact that things are going well or calm or peaceful, it upsets them. Every day there's something else they're doing to make life untenable. And this is the disappointment I have in some of my fellow so-called Americans, is that they're sitting back watching this, and then they'll be the main ones, save me, give me health care, give me food, give me water. And all that was ever asked of them, bro, just inform yourself of what's going on. I could accept you making the decisions that you make voting-wise if you were informed. You're not informed. And then you come back and then want everybody else to subsidize you because this is the richest country in the world. If we're so prosperous, why should anybody? But then you won't do your part. You don't do what you can. This is why when it hits the fan, I'm telling you now, and I'm rolling with Christian, Patriots, and Rednecks. I'm rolling with the Duck Dynasty crew. I've sat back and watched the folks who talk about their flesh, talk about their emotion, talk about how what happened 400 years ago, 4,000, what? I'm not even interested in that. My brother is he who serves the Lord and called Jesus Lord. Everybody else, you're suspect. And for a while there, I was kind of tentative because I'm at, way to sound like you're hi-hatting there, like you got all the answers. I don't have all the answers. But what I know the hell out of, and I'm convinced that the path that we're on is unsustainable. And that people who have a grand understanding of human nature, the keepers of the keys, I call them, are moving us around this chessboard. And some people are nothing more than fodder. You can't save them. There's no message you can give them. They live a hand-to-mouth existence, grunting and groaning, emoting. And the spirit man in me, the human spirit, the loss of life is it gets to you. But you also have to come to the point where you realize that you're not going to be able to save them, not through your efforts. Pray for them. Offer them salvation, the plan of salvation. But that's it. These people are trying to break into hell. They're around there pulling on the bars. I want to remind you tonight at Spring Ridge Pentecostal Church at Spring Ridge Road and Highway 18. Revival continues, the final night of revival there. Pastor Scott has a special guest revivalist in there. And as you know, they're going to be lifting up the Lord, raising the roof in his name. So if you're out and you're looking for a place to worship for a revival, that'll be tonight. And I understand there's several revivals going on throughout the area. So, again, make it if you can. I think you'll enjoy it. But now, before we get into the break, I do want to say this here about we were talking earlier about the city of Jackson and its woes. Really, if all of us, myself included, if we would just check our ego at the door, as we sit down to try to fix the problems of Jackson, it can be done. But I've noticed, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, if fixing the city of Jackson, if the salvation of poor people or black people depended on some people changing their approach, then these problems will never be solved because they are that enamored with the loftiness of their ideals. So they won't change. They won't change. And yet, them around, all around them, they demand everybody else change. And what I'm saying, folks, we're at the bottom. We've done everything you asked. All the ideals in your head have been tried. They've been implemented. They don't work. So it looks like we're going to have to manhandle the steering wheel away from these people to get this thing back on track. Society, America will be here. The dirt, the soil, the buildings. The spirit of America still resides in the breastplate of so many Americans. I think there's enough to rebuild and repopulate. There'll just be certain areas of this country we won't be able to go to, you won't want to go to. I have no desire to visit New York or D.C. or California. But the areas where the people, this government, this media tells you it's so bad, so evil, so racist, are the areas that you would want to raise your family in. In the areas where the people who are so lofty because of their gender, their race, their skin color, nobody wants to live there. And I can say and stand flat footed and say, I'm not doing this. Like the gentleman called talked about being forced into diversity class. I'm not doing that. If I call you sir, and just because you got on the dress want to be called a woman, you just have to live with it. I'm not putting up with your threats or intimidation anymore. Folks, my whole thing is, hell, we might as well go outside. That's what you got to do. Let's go. Let's go. But no, what they want you to do is just to acquiesce. Not doing that anymore. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip for you guys, okay? We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. The final few minutes of the second hour of the Kim Wade Show. Folks, there is some news that's going to be breaking. You know, I've been complaining about the federal government not doing anything about the corruption in this area in the governments. Well, I could be wrong. Could be wrong. A defendant pleaded guilty in federal court. His case has been sealed. He's an insider to many of the big wigs in the city of Jackson and the county of Hinds. And there's speculation that the top people of our government in the city, top people of our government in the county, might have some splaining to do. Don't know what's in the sealed indictment, but it looks like this person's going to be a confidential informant or going to be a snitch. And I think politics is going to change rapidly here in this area. The arrogance of the corruption. People just feel they have no alternative. And it's gotten to the point where people are just arrogant with it. So those folks out there with this garbage contract, I'm going to tell you something. They're tracking your money. Your money's being tracked. You're going to have the wealth of Akon. You got stuff you can't use, spend, or show. But it's not this money. It's the money that you've been getting that's going to be your problem. So we'll see how it pans out. I think this could have been done years ago with a couple other people who are in jail right now, federal pen, but the DOJ, for whatever reason, didn't press them for what they knew. And I know they knew a lot. But this time around, it looks like it could be different. So the record was filed, I think, yesterday. The plea was filed on yesterday. It was sealed on yesterday. And a lot of you folks out there who are nickel slick. See, that's the thing when you're committing crimes. You think everybody around you is doing it. You think everybody's like that. But many of these folks who've been black for a living, been leaving these people with poor city services, poor government services, seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, I get people bringing me information all the time. Most of it, I don't even, you know, I don't act on. Because I said before, you know, the DOJ is not going to do it. Now, if I were becoming mayor, oh, they come after me every day. They do me like they do Donald. Because they don't want government. They want people who are going to be the P. Diddy's. The people who's a little bit corrupt. The people who will take something. They don't really care about the people. They care about the game. But we're going to see this source is reliable. I did see the court filings. It's in MEC or whatever they call the government electronic filing system. It's out there. But it makes sense what they're saying, given what the relationship has been with this person and these other influential people. It's well known. Just a matter of how far it goes. So we'll see. There's a lot of folks who are not going to have a good Easter, worrying about their doors being kicked in at 5 a.m. So you might want to get rid of those hard drives, get rid of those cell phones. Of course, they got everything. Every time you hit the keyboard, hit send, it's being recorded. That's what the data centers they're building all over the country is for. Not for Amazon. Amazon's building for the government. When the feds come after you, they after you. When your local DA come after you, they after you for the crime. So some people have been targeted. 2024, the year of the mirror. Be ye ready. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 22 hours.
And when you die, I hope you go to hell. I hope you die in your sleep tonight. I hope you die in your sleep, go straight to hell. I hope all y'all die in y'all sleep tonight. Y'all ain't nothing but some dumb southerners. And when you die, I hope you go to hell.